Hi, you're on the Ray Lytle Show.
Don't you ever leave a message like that again on that phone.
This is HBJ again.
Yeah.
How dare you sit there and say, I said hi?
Yes.
Personally, I say goodbye.
Joe, what do you think about the phone call I just made?
It was fun.
It doesn't matter what you think.
That was good.
Sorry. Well, we are called The Rock. I mean, we do it every once in a while.
That's good.
Can you smell?
Can you smell Hillbilly Joe's house? He's going to be so angry. Yes, hello.
You are not the damn Rock.
Hi, you're on the Ray Lytle Show.
Joe's a Rudy Poof who came to your house.
You're on the Ray Lytle Show. Hello.
Hey, this is for Shayner. You're hot.
Oh, well, Shayner, you're hot.
I'm like your cousin, right. Shayner.
Good Lord.
What was his name?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're hot, baby.
Thank you, baby.
If you smell a little, use some deodorant. You're on the Ray Lytle Show. Hello.
Was that color blind?
Was what?
Was that color blind?
Joe again.
Rudy Poo Candy ass.
You don't like the women anymore? He likes to man meat?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
He's a meat gazer? Come on.
Not as much of a meat gazer as
Joe, what are you talking about?
Coming from the king of all meat gazers.
Joe, what are you talking about?
The
it doesn't matter what you're talking about.
That's classic. It never gets old.
You're on the Ray Lytle Show.
You and your damn impersonation of these wrestlers.
Oh. I'm sorry, Joe.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm sorry. No, seriously.
No, never mind. Goodbye.
I was actually going to give him a legitimate chance to make a point. You're on the Ray Lytle Show. Hello.
And that's the bottom line. Because me, Gazer, said so.
Yes, hello.
This Joe the limo driver want me to go pick us up?
You're not Joe. By the way, whatever happened to Joe the limo driver? He's still around.
He's still around. He's got a rim shop.
Does he really? I haven't talked to him forever. Hi, you're on the Ray Lytle Show.
My favorite stinks.
Thank you, sir. Hello, you are on the Ray Lytle Show.
I want to go on record and say this time I did not run Missa out of the studio.
Aren't you out of unit?
But Joe, but you do make her mad, right?
No, wait a minute.
It doesn't matter if you make her mad.
Oh my God. He falls right back every time.
This phone bill's got to be a fortune.
This is the dumbest show we've ever done. You're on the Ray Lytle Show.
Hey, this Joe again. Did he say rim jobs or rim shop?
Rim shop.
Oh my God.
You're on the Ray Lytle Show.
What's up?
How are you?
Can I make a request that Joe stop calling? There's grease coming out of my speakers and it's ruining.
Oh, God. Look at the text Joe just sent me. You see that, Shayner?
So angry.
Let me see. He is so mad. Joe is now wasting his units to text me. Oh, God.
A couple more calls. He'll be out.
You're on the Ray Lytle Show.
Maybe that son of a bitch should sit there and clutch some of that damn grease and use it. How dare you sit there and say you don't care?
Blah, blah, blah.
What would he use it on, Joe?
I don't know.
Joe. Shut up, Pickett. I'd be quiet. Joe. I'll tell you that right now.
Wait a minute. Well,
let the people repossess your car who's been coming over here every damn day to get the keys.
Joe, who would
Who would you ain't hanging up on me this time.
I'm not going to hang up on you.
20 months.
I actually wasn't going to hang up on him. Your other Elon will show. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Joe's used to having wasted units, so what's new today?
Yes, hello.
Hey, Ray, I heard Cockroaches on Ice was coming to town, but they had to change it to Cockroaches on Grease.
Yes, hello.
Ha, ha, ha. That's really funny. cockroaches on ice. Oh, no, it's cockroaches on grease. And I'm used to wasting my units.
Hey, Joe.
You know what I think? Joe, don't you? How many units do you have left in your phone?
Close to 90.
It doesn't matter how many units you have left on your phone. Yes, hello.
You look at it, die.
Homo Joe is his name. Raising cockroach is his game.
You're on the Ray Lytle Show. Hello.
Yeah, you might want to tell your listeners not to touch that dial when Hillbilly Joe's on, because I think I just caught something off the knob.
That's great.
Hi, you're on the Ray Lytle Show.
You fat son of a bitch.
Dirty hill.
Why are you getting? Why are you so mad at me? Why are you so mad at me? Why,
Joe?
Why are you so mad at me?
Oh,
it doesn't matter why you're so mad at me.
Oh my gosh.
I swear to God. Dude, he is texting me. Oh, God. He is texting me stuff. He's, you're on the Ray Lytle Show. Hello.
I will kill you, you son of a bitch.
Now, why would you want to do that?
Why the hell would you want to do that for?
Why?
It doesn't matter why you'd want to do that. You're listening to the Ray Lytle Show. Hello.
I went to a meeting for less than 25 minutes. What did I miss?
Hillbilly Joe called it, and now everybody's making fun of Joe.
Oh, well, let me join the crowd.
Oh,
my God. How you doing? Call me a cocky-cocky-rock. Come on, Joey, you greasy-headed bastard. Call back.
Thank you, RDG.
Are you out of units? Mr. Walbert, Minuteman.
Oh, thank you. You're on the Ray Lytle Show.
What's up, Ray?
How you doing, buddy?
I believe it's Thirsty Thursdays over at the Cockroach Cafe where you can you can sit there and come on in and get yourself a glass of juice.
And stuff.
99 cents.
And stuff.
Little cockroach floating in it.
Thank
fantastic.
You.
Like an olive in a martini. It's awesome.
Oh, God. Yes, hello.
You rooster. Son of a bitch. RTQ. His lazy ass finally got up to make a phone call.
And stuff.
And then you gotta keep running off your mouth. Oh,
what the heck? Why do you hate RDQ? Why? What the hell did he do to you?
I don't like him.
It doesn't matter what he did to you.
He's scared of RTQ.
You know, that is still just as funny as the first time he
The first time he did it before the 10 times.
Right?
Dude, I'm telling you, what's making him mad is it? I'm serious. You guys, I gotta end the show. It's getting so late. I apologize for hanging up on Joe. We shouldn't have done it. That was not cool. That was just wrong. That really was wrong. I'm gonna apologize to him right now. Hold on.
TCS voicemail box.
Oh.
Yes, hello.
That is wrong.
I apologize. I apologize to you. I apologize.
I don't accept your apology.
No, come on. I apologize.
Why?
Do you accept my apology?
No, can you?
It doesn't matter if you accept my apology.
Yes, is Hillbilly Joe there?
Yes, he's right here. He can hear you.
Yes, Mr. Joe.
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, he can hear you. Hello? Go right ahead.
Yes, Mr. Joe, my name is Michael. I am with Hugs Not Drugs, and we are a support group. And it came to an email of mine that you have apparently an anger...
Has a what?
Anger what? Management service. Anytime you'd like to go ahead and call and just talk about issues and stuff to help you calm down.
Well, Joe does seem to have a bit of a an anger management issue. I'll give you that. Joe, this is Michael. He is with the organization. What is it called again?
Hugs Not Drugs,
Joe.
Yes, we are based out of Valdosta, Georgia.
Oh, well, Valdosta, Georgia is a very nice place down there. Very nice.
It's a lovely place, and I want to really help Joe. I have been listening for a few days, and I have noticed that he seems to just be an angry person.
Well, I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And he is very angry.
He does get very, very upset.
Yes. So, Mr. Joe, what is it that has you extremely angry all of the time?
Morons like you.
Why is he a moron?
You know, he can take his anger out on me. That's
you're fine with
that. That's why I am a trained professional therapist. Okay. You know, I am trained to be able to deal with you know, angry individuals like Joe.
Mm-hmm. Joe, go ahead and talk to Michael with the drugs, not our hugs, not drugs.
Yeah. Sounds like he's got drugs. Mm.
That's
Joe,
all you
would you
have
be
to say.
Willing to do maybe some breathing exercises with me?
Oh, come on, Joe, give it a shot. Give it a shot.
You know, the only thing I'd be willing to do is take my foot and shove it straight up your damn ass.
Oh, for God, why don't you try the breathing exercises?
He's trying to help.
He's building his no bridge. In therapy, we call this a no bridge, and he is building it around himself, isolating himself from, you know, the rest of the non-angry individual.
Joe, you're building a no bridge.
So I really feel I could help you.
Good. Well, I've got my low bridge and a little bitty refrigerator full of beer.
Why don't you give him a listen, Joe?
I think you should try it.
Yeah. Give him a listen.
Goalie should try
it. You know, Joe, in therapy, when people don't even want to try, you know what we call that? We call that just stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking, Joe.
Not a stinker, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Joe, are you a stinker thinker? I don't think so.
I'm a stinker finger.
Are you a stinker thinker?
Would you at least try a breathing exercise with me?
Come on, Joe, give it a shot.
To help you calm down.
Michael, go ahead. Well, you tell him how to do it. He'll do it. Joe, you got to do it. Go ahead, Michael.
Okay. Joe, what I need you to do is go ahead and sit Indian style. Sit down on the floor someplace comfortable. Mm-hmm. Just let me know when you're comfortable.
Get comfortable, Joe.
As soon as he gets off the phone.
Why don't you get comfortable, Joe?
Is he not going to participate?
No, I think he will. Go ahead. We'll.
I'm going to think of the time. I'm waiting until he finishes questions. Right. So why don't he shut up and start?
All right, go ahead.
And
have him think of the time of what.
Okay, Joe. I can tell right now the anger demons inside you are just, you know, starting to already come out. You're just an overly angry person.
Yes, he is. Very angry.
Yeah.
You sit down. See, now I notice you say a lot of gay phrases about putting things up somebody's, I don't know how far I can go on your show, up their backside.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true, Joe?
I've learned that from your daddy.
Joe, will you just try to get along with the guy?
That's my nice.
You know, Joe, I'm here for you. I'm here out of love of the human spirit to help you calm down and not be such an angry individual.
It's hugs.
It almost sounds like he wants me to sit on the floor, Indian style, like I'm in a circle with a bunch of pregnant women going, and breathe like I'm having a baby.
He's just trying to teach you a breathing exercise to relax you.
Yeah, Mr. Ray, Lamaze breathing is actually a very well-known technique to calm people down. I was only trying to maybe help Joseph. Can I call him Joseph?
Oh, sure. Yes, you can.
Cool. Yeah, what the hell ever.
I can call him Joseph.
Yes.
Joseph, I was merely trying to help you not be so much of an angry individual.
Yeah. Joseph, star of Joseph and his Technicolor Dream Dildo. Now appearing off Broadway.
The next show, the wonderful show.
Yeah.
Joseph, where is the basis of all of your anger coming from? Like I mentioned before, I know you have a lot of homosexual talk. Do you have, I'm almost hesitant to ask this, but do you have maybe a deep-rooted hatred for yourself because you're having thoughts or have experimented.
Yeah, Joe, he's got a point there. You do talk about gay stuff a lot.
You know, Mr. Raymond Lytle, if he ever calls me that name again, he's not going to like me.
You know what, Joe, you do, we're just that saying, is, I think he's making a valid point. You do, every time you get angry, you do say a lot of gay things. You threaten to put things in people's rear ends.
We call that the misdirection, Mr. Ray. We call that the misdirection away from what Joseph is really feeling on the inside.
Hmm. This is really some fascinating stuff. Where Gully, are you learning? I know I'm learning.
Truly is.
Very
it
fascinating.
Truly is.
I'm definitely learning that Joe's anger and death threats towards me could be because he actually fancies me and would like to tickle me taint.
Yeah, it does sort of seem like that.
I'm sorry. What was that? With tickle a what?
Well, he does. He makes a lot of when Gully, my co-host, speaks. He does threaten Gully a lot. Tension. Always gonna kick his ass or put his foot up his ass.
No. When these individuals like Joseph are misdirecting their anger.
Listen, you son of a bitch. That's enough. That is not my name.
Do not interrupt me while I am talking to the host of the show.
He doesn't interrupt you, Joseph. Go right ahead.
Joseph, please.
Listen, bitch, I told you that's enough. That is not my name.
Joseph, I have treated you with 100% respect.
Okay, you know what?
Please.
I'm going to get ready and treat you like 100%. And if you don't shut the hell up and quit calling me that.
He's trying to be respectful to you. He's trying to show you respect.
Not being respectful. If he was trying to be respectful to me, he would sit there and call me either by my real name.
He's calling you Joe. He's trying to be formal.
Joseph, what name would you like to go by?
Well, Joe, what name would you
like to go by?
I want
to
whoop your ass is what's going to be my name.
What name do you prefer? What would you like him to call you?
Joseph, you're having anger towards me. Are you towards me?
Joe, what do you want him to call you?
You know what my name is, Mr. Lytle.
I assumed it was Joseph. That's the formal version of my name is not Ray. It's Raymond. He assumed your name is Joseph.
Exactly.
He's calling you out of respect. He's calling you by your full name.
No, that's
what's
not
wrong?
Respect.
What is wrong with that?
What, Mr. Ray? What is his full name that I can go ahead and address Joseph by?
I thought his full name was Joseph Burgess.
Josephine?
Joseph Baguette. Okay. Mr. Baguette. Just
you know
try
what?
To go ahead
yourself.
And... Like
no,
I said.
I'm going to go ahead and hang up before I say something wrong. And I tell you what, you damn moron. Why don't you go back, pop a few more damn pills, sit on your damn toilet and wait till it all comes out and turn around and look at it. That has a lot more damn brains
Joseph,
than you
would
have.
You like to try a breathing exercise?
Why don't you try a breathing
right
exercise?
Don't suffer, you know what? Now,
why don't you try a breathing exercise?
Mr. Ray, I do apologize.
I apologize. Michael, with hugs for drugs, I apologize to you, sir. I thank you for attempting.
That is okay, sir. Thank you for allowing me to at least attempt to talk to Joseph and help him with his anger issues.
Thank you, Michael. There you go. That's Michael with hugs, not drugs.
Good evening, sir.
Take care. He is trying to help Joe. All he wanted to do was help Joe. Joe, of course, will not let anyone help him.
Sadly, I think he's past help.
It is impossible for Joe to let anyone do anything nice for him.
New from Rayco Products, it's the rocking CD or cassette that all your friends will be talking about. It's the classic rock songs that make fun of that foul, dirty, stinking Hillbilly Joe collection. Now you and your friends will never be without a great song that reminds you just how disgusting and perverted that pathetic hillbilly really is. The classic rock songs that make fun of that foul, dirty, stinking Hillbilly Joe collection is filled with songs that you will find yourself singing along with and at the same time make you thankful you're not Joe. Songs like this.
Her husband Joe never does do this right. Well, all right, I hold tight. Why's that hillbilly guy videotaping all night? Well, all right, hold tight. He says, hey buddy, go home, but I ain't even done with his wife.
What about this great question?
Scummy, so they say. Joe has not taken a bath in about 10 days.
Hey, what about this song? That sums up Joe perfectly.
Well, I think that somebody's lazy. Yes, I think that somebody's lazy. I think that somebody's lazy, he won't get a job. He's really stinking up his dirty house. He's a filthy louse. Oh yeah, Hillbilly Joe just won't get a job.
Don't forget about this song.
Is she really going down on him? Is she really gonna let Joe watch tonight? Is she really going down on him? 'Cause Joe's got a video camera. This just isn't right.
The classic rock songs that make fun of that foul, dirty, stinking Hillbilly Joe collection is available now for limited time and can only be found on the internets or your local Venture department store. Or, of course, you can get it on your way out of Joe's house after pounding his wife like a cheapsteak while he watches and is belittled by his wife by being told how much bigger your member is.
'Cause we got a great big gang bang rocking through the night. There's gonna be a big gang bang. Hillbilly Joe's all right.
It's the classic rock songs that make fun of that foul, dirty, stinking Hillbilly Joe collection. Order yours today. Void where prohibited. Not available in Kentucky since Joe was kicked out of the state for doing something disgusting to a neighbor's dog.
You used to say when your mom walked around the house naked. She used to say, hope it doesn't warp him. You know she did.
The classic rock songs that make fun of that foul, dirty, stinking Hillbilly Joe collection. Rock on, man.
All right, so there was the first one. That was the songs that make fun of that dirty, filthy, stinking Hillbilly Joe.
Hey, is Ray there?
Yeah, this is Ray. Hello.
Hey, Ray, what's going on?
How are you?
I'm actually calling about Hillbilly Joe, if that is the anonymous name he goes by.
Yeah, that is that's Hillbilly Joe. He's on with us right now.
Joe, I don't know if you remember me, but it's I don't even really want to give my name out. Can I use like an alias?
Sure, by all means.
All right, I'll just go by Buster.
Why don't you put the jack Buster, down okay. And Buster, get some coffee a little bit? Maybe we'll understand you.
Buster, yeah. Why, so you want to talk to
him? I think you can understand me because I'll have you know I'm actually calling to confront you because I was at one of your overnight parties, if you will.
One of his swinger parties?
Do I need? Yes, and. Well, I'm extremely embarrassed to talk about this, but Joe, I want you to know that
being
with you and your wife, Joe, gave me an STD, and I'm here to confront you about
really?
It.
Really? Really, cool.
You got an STD at one of Joe's parties? What state are you from, caller? Buster?
Well, right now I'm in a state of disbelief because of the fact that this man would hold a sanctioned orgy and not right. Even have the common courtesy to make sure everyone there is clean.
So, and you found
I'm
Joe through one of his...
I'm upset about it.
One of his websites that he goes to, Joe, like your swinger websites.
Wait a minute. If he knows who the hell I am, what site did you sit there and see us from?
It's probably one of those adult friend finders.
Joe, I'm not here to go ahead and promote your sites or anything like that.
Okay, blah, blah, blah.
Joe, you know who it is. You know who it is, Joe.
Joe, you know the voice.
Yeah, he does. Trust me, he knows his voice.
Next doors, who are trying to call in. They have nothing to do anymore. What can you say?
Joe, I just do not appreciate the fact of getting an STD when it's all supposed to be clean, good fun. It's bad enough, the whole experience.
Why the hell did you sit there and take your mom into bed then?
You in the room was a bad experience.
Wait a minute. Oh, Joe was in the room? Was Joe in the room when you were having sex with his wife?
Ray, have you ever heard of what actually goes down during one of these parties?
No, I Joe has invited me before. But I have
not. Make sure to wear a full body prophylactic because you will walk away with SCDs.
Really? So you had sex with Joe's wife?
I had sex with Joe's wife, but he was in the room setting up a webcam.
Really? While you were doing his wife?
It's bad enough, Joe, and I mean, I do not want to disrespect you at all, but it was hard for me to concentrate because You know, Joe, I don't know if you've ever met him in real life, but he's got an overwhelming, pungent kind of aroma with him.
Yes, I've met him several times in real life, yes.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
it smells like
eight
cans of shark shit. Yeah. I mean, it's just overwhelming. You know, he was in that room, and the whole time he kept checking on me and checking on his wife, and, you know, it just, it got bothersome after a while.
Sure.
Can I ask you a question, caller?
Joe, can you at least call me Buster?
Listen, moron, I don't sound like I got something stuck up my ass.
Gully, what is your question for?
But it ain't have something stuck up your ass, Joe. You were trying to put something up my ass.
Whoa,
now let's not get the facts mixed up here.
Whoa, Joe, what were you doing to this guy?
Yeah, well, he done put himself out there so far. I'll say it again. It shows you the mentality of these stupid morons that you have listening to the show.
Stupid morons, you sleep with your wife.
The cameras are already set up. Mm. I don't go in there when my old lady's having sex to set them up. So
that is not true. He came in there.
He was in the room.
He came in there.
Buster, he was in the room.
Damn cameras all over that room.
Buster, he was in the room while you were having sex with his wife.
In that room. Let me just go ahead and lay this out. Since this man does not care about our friendship, you know, which really bothers me, is that Joe and I have gone back years. He knows who this is. He's playing it off now.
Uh-huh. A horrible person, Joe.
And me and his lovely wife. You know what? Number one, when you're at a swinger party, it does not mean necessarily you're going to get all freaky-dinky with everyone that's going to be there. Joe had to be in the room the whole time.
Right. Well, that's what he's into. You know.
That bothered me. That bothered me. And then the fact, of everything that went on while I was in the room, you know, having him right behind me. Have you ever actually seen the bedroom where the lovemaking takes place?
I know. I have not. I've never been in Joe's bedroom, no. I have been to
his
house.
He has a life-size cardboard cutout of Diane Keaton. in the corner.
Diane Keaton!
Which is very, that alone kind of threw me off my game. Okay? Then he goes ahead, and like I said, he came in to adjust the cameras. The cameras always needed to be adjusted and this and that, you know, throwing me off my rhythm.
Well, was he
such a damn old
one? Was he wearing clothes at least when he came in?
Why did you come in there then, Joe?
Was he wearing clothes when he came in there? Was Joe dressed?
You know, I started to try to make the sweet love making to his wife,
right,
and he just constantly interrupted.
Now, was Joe dressed when he came into the room, or was he naked?
And that led to an STD.
Can you answer this question? Was he naked, or was he dressed when he came into the room?
Well, originally when he came in, he was wearing, it was kind of like a pair of briefs, like navy blue briefs. When he came in, I only know that because he asked me if I wanted to borrow a pair afterwards, you know. And that's another thing, body fluids and stuff, you know, they need to be handled with care and not just, you know, wiped off with a Bounty paper towel. It was disturbing.
Joe, you just don't sound like you're a very good host to this person during the swinger party.
He is not a very good host.
Joe, what do you have to say about this?
Well, as soon as the moron shuts his goddamn mouth up, maybe I will say something.
All right.
He hasn't shut up for 6 minutes.
All right. Uh-huh.
First of all, yeah. I don't...
angry.
He's very angry. First of all, what, Joe? Go ahead.
I don't wear boxer shorts.
He said boxer briefs.
Those.
He said you wear boxer...
He said briefs.
Yeah, he said briefs.
I don't give a rat's ass what the hell he said.
Well, he said briefs.
Second of all, I don't have no life-size poster of whatever the hell the dumb woman he said's name or guy's name or whoever the hell it is.
Diane Keaton.
He has a big cardboard cutout of Diane Keaton.
Right.
And he's got Mardi Gras beads hanging from her.
From the Annie Hall days or current Diane Keaton? The 60 Greg plus.
Mayo, do you remember the movie she made where she runs a sperm bank?
No, I never saw
the 80s cool assets.
Oh,
isn't that called Cool Assets?
I don't remember that one. No, I wish I did.
You know, I think this is real funny. I called in to talk about these stupid moronic dumbass songs.
Listen, Joe, this is a person that calls in. You're a celebrity.
Calls in. No,
you are a celebrity who has the swinger party.
You're a stupid son of a bitch.
Oh, boy.
You call in.
Like you need to make a new song. STDs won't let him be.
We have a disease.
You know, so what kind of STD? Bullshit. What kind of STD did you get?
Straight up bullshit. I don't allow that. That's crazy.
Right.
And you're going to allow this moronic son of a bitch to sit there and say that?
I am simply letting him speak his mind. That's all I'm doing.
Did Joe touch you in your special place?
Wait a minute, did Joe try to?
He's just allowing me to go ahead and confront you about my STD, about my gonorrhea that I got from you and your wife.
You know what? Man. You know what? You can take that gonorrhea and shove it straight up your motherfucking ass, you son of a bitch.
Please
it's
watch
in
your
my
language.
Ass currently, Joe, please. And that is another reason I'm upset.
Please watch your language, Joe. Good Lord, what's wrong with you?
Call it. Did Joe tickle the taint?
Did Joe at any point try to tickle your taint? I hope not.
No, I will be honest about that part. Joe did not try to touch my taint at all, although he was standing near me and breathing heavily behind me, telling me, yeah, that's good loving, fill her up, fill her up.
Right, but he did. But he didn't do anything gay with you. He didn't touch you or anything.
I didn't say that. I just said he didn't try to touch my taint. Right. I'll leave that between me and Joe and Cardboard Diane Keaton about what went on after his wife went to go clean up.
All right. Well, Joe, do you have an apology to give to this man? And Joe just hung up. Well, Buster,
I think it's an apology. I think you get somebody, an STD, you should at least apologize to the person.
I would agree, but Joe obviously did not feel that way, and he hung up the phone.
Maybe he was going to check his parts in case he...
Maybe Diane Keaton fell over. He had to go fix it.
Buster, I'm sorry.
That cardboard cutout is just creepy, okay? It is creepy.
I thank you for calling. I'm sorry. I hope that it clears up, and I wish Joe would...
Too. All right.
I wish Joe would man up. But I thank you. All right. There you go.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye, Buster. There you go.
It's good to see Joe in fine form again.
I cannot believe him. I am shocked. I am shocked by this.
It's good to share, but not STDs.
Oh, my goodness. What is wrong with him?